Where was she born?
She was born down Tuskahoma, a little place down here.
Mm-hmm. Would she talk to me tomorrow?
Well, I don't know. I said something to her. Didn't what she tell me?
Well, I don't know if I'd talk to that man.
You know, it's strange. People are afraid to talk to me sometimes.
Yeah,
they just think I'm a nut. Maybe they're right.
But if you could get to some of those old people like that, boy, it would really be interesting for you.
Oh, yes, I know. Well, I'd love to do it. How's her name?
I was just trying to think of her.
She
I know.
Talks English all right, but she'd probably look at you and never... Yeah.
You know, the Indian has a funny trait. Without they know a person. Now, I'm that way a lot. I'll talk a whole, I won't open up or talk till I really know somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a trait that we have. But now, you'd probably go up there. I said something to her, see, because I knew about, your work. And I thought, well, I might be, and I said something to her about it. No, she said, and you'd probably go up there and she wouldn't open her mouth or say a word. But I was just trying to think of, now I'll tell you someone would be good to talk to. Grant Jonico, he lives right across the street from Mother. He's an old time Choctaw too, and he's
Was Miss Ishwood talk to him?
Well, I don't know whether he could. Now this old lady she's talking, Miss Ishwood, 91 years old.
Ooh.
And she was a long time ago, she lived down here at Tuskahoma. But it would really be something if you could talk to
her. She married a white fellow, though, and she didn't stick with the old customs, did she?
Well, not too much, because he was pretty well-to-do, see, and she didn't have to do these things. Years ago, like my mother and them, why, boy, they had to work all the time. That's all my mother's is known, is just work.
Mm-hmm.
But it would really be... I was just trying to think of something.
Josh,
and I'll tell you another one down there. It'd be pretty good, Frank. He was a white fella, but he knows all of these old Indian things. He's about 80-something years old, Frank is, and he would know about all these different things way back there. He lived right. He's right there in town, a little trailer.
In town?
Yeah, right there in town.
Across from the funeral home.
Right across from the funeral home, that little trailer sitting there. He's been there for years.
Hmm.
And I'll tell you another one. I imagine that, and because his dad owned a drugstore here years ago, it was eight. He could tell you a lot about the old.
Again, Frank had been all day talking to him.
Yeah.
Was Frank born around here, or did he come in later?
Do you know where, now I remember his dad, I believe, used to own a sawmill years ago back up in here, way before I think he's ever stayed there.
What relation was he to Albert's dad?
Her brother. But see, his dad, the old man Emmert, used to be United States Deputy Marshal, way back territorial days.
Mm. So he has been here long.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he lived in a little trailer right straight across from the funeral home right in town.
Just, I might just drop in on him.
Well, it'd be interesting to talk to some of the old fellas because, boy, they'd know all about these old
customers. Is he a domino player?
No, he hasn't played domino.
Yeah, these people I can never talk to. They're always too busy.
Domino player?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They have to get out there and gossip and visit.
That's
old Frank loves to talk, though.
Oh, he, yeah, the one I'm telling you about here now. He's a boy, he just loves to talk.
His nephew.
He likes to tell about those old things way back there, and he's been through plenty of them, too.
Hmm.
It might be pretty interesting to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
Frank, he's right across from the funeral home there, a little trailer. Everybody in town knows him.
I got him here.